All right, all right. Well, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, have a little bit of coffee, we get into the Lord's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2022, we'll make it from the book of Acts to the book of Philemon. So glad to be with you this morning. Why don't we have some coffee? We'll pray, and we'll get into a passage that has so much debate on it, and yet it's so rich. Let's have some coffee and pray. Father, thank you for your grace, for your adoption, for your promise of glory. Thank you for this time that we can spend in your word now. And Father, we pray that as we read your word, that your Holy Spirit would be pressing in our hearts thankfulness for the gift of salvation, for the working of faith in us. Lord, please teach us to believe. Lord, please let us cling to you and be thankful to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go. Romans chapter 9, the first 13 verses. Romans chapter 9, the first 13 verses. I tell the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises, of whom are the fathers, and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, the eternally blessed God. Amen. But it is not that the word of God has taken no effect, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel, nor are they all children because they are the seed of Abraham, but in Isaac your seed shall be called. That is, those who are of the children of the flesh, those are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. Not only this, but when Rebekah had conceived by one man, even by our father Isaac, for the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls, it was said to her, the older shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in our lives in response to this? Well, notice the tone here. Before we explain this, I need to say there is a raging debate that has been happening for hundreds of years. And many people, I'm a pastor in the Reformed Presbyterian Church. I am Reformed. I am a Calvinist. So just know I have a doctrinal commitment to Calvinism, to predestination, to election. But there are some Calvinists who come to the doctrine of election with hearts so hard that they miss what Paul is getting with his tone here. They miss what any believer's heart should be. Notice what Paul starts with. Right, this whole section, chapters 9 through 11, are going to be about, okay, we understand what you just said, that it's only by grace through faith in Jesus Christ that we are saved. But what about Jewish people? And here he says, in the first few verses, the Holy Spirit testifies, and my conscience is clean. I wish that I was accursed. Don't lose what he's saying here. He is saying, I wish that I would go to hell, that the Jewish people might actually believe. This is a hypothetical. There's no way it could happen, especially with what he had just said in Romans chapter 9, that nothing could separate him from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. But he's saying, look, just like Moses said in Exodus chapter 32, after they had sinned with the golden calf, or he goes and Moses says to God, God, they've sinned. They've done these evil things. Please forgive them. And if you won't, God, just blot me out of the book of life. This is Paul's heart. You know what he's saying? He's saying, God, I would be willing to die for them if I could go to hell that they could believe. That's his heart behind this. So how dare any of us who are convinced of election come to this with nothing but debate instead of an absolutely broken heart? Paul is saying he wishes his countrymen could be saved. If only they would believe, if only they would see that it is Christ. He says they have everything that pointed to him. They had the glory of God. It was seen in the tabernacle. They have the law. They have the promises. They have the priesthood. They have the covenants. They had everything. And above all of that, in verse 5, they even had the Messiah, the one who came from Abraham's own flesh, who is God himself. Romans chapter 9, verse 5 is one of the most clear statements in all of the scriptures that it is Jesus Christ who is God. And here he says, they had even Christ. He was born from them of the same line according to the flesh. And he's sitting here saying, I wish that they could be saved. If there was anything possible. But the reality is, not everyone who is Israelite by birth is saved. See, God's promises didn't fail because God never promised that every single descendant of Abraham would be saved. He talks about that with Sarah. He says, Sarah had two kids, but it was the kid according to the promise. See, Jacob had Ishmael by his wife's handmaid, Hagar. But Ishmael was according to the flesh, not according to the promise. They were trying to accomplish God's promises by works, and that's not how it was going to happen. And so Ishmael becomes the father of the nation of Edom, but that's not the chosen people of God. It's the child of faith. It's Isaac. And then if that wasn't enough, he goes on and he says, it's not just that, but we also see it come to play even with Isaac's own children. He has two, Jacob and Esau. And before Jacob and Esau are born, before Jacob could do anything wrong, you know, stealing his brother's birthright, stealing the blessing, before Esau could do anything good or bad, before he was a good hunter, before he obeyed his father, before anything, God chose to love Jacob, but hate Esau. See, it's God's sovereign choice. It's God who elected. And the whole point here is saying that God's promise never failed. He hadn't promised that every single Jewish person who was born of Abraham would be saved. Jesus is clear about that in John chapter 8 when he's talking to the Jewish people and he says, you're of your father, the devil. Right? They don't want to do the things of God. They want to do the things of Satan. Jesus even shakes the people out of their comfort. Right? He tells them, don't think that you can say Abraham is our father and somehow that's going to save you from God's judgment. No. God could raise up from the stones children of Abraham. So he's saying that those who are the children of the flesh are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as the seed. That's what I have underlined in my Bible as in verse 8 as the best verse to summarize this. What is the attitude of your heart? Do you have comfort because somehow your parents are Christians that you're going to be a Christian? Maybe it's because you've gone to church your whole life You were baptized in the church as a child. And you think, well, you know, that because of that, I know I'm a Christian. But do you actually believe the promises? Do you cling to Jesus Christ? Calling for some of you who may be Calvinists. Is your heart like Paul's? Do you grieve for the lost? Do you weep for those who are rejecting Christ? Or are you so hard in heart that you don't, with tears, weep over those who are rejecting Christ? See, that's the heart of someone who is truly thankful. The person who recognizes that they did not do anything to be saved, but it was only according to God's promise. That he would take out our hearts of stone and give us a heart of flesh. God, why won't you do that for my unbelieving family? Would you be willing to be a curse for someone? I promise you that this must be the state of every single Christian. If you knew the gift of God, that is nothing good in us, but only according to his sovereign love. That he is gracious to whom he decides to be gracious. That he makes us children according to the promise, not by the will of man, nor the will of a father, but by him who gives life. Calling, don't be haughty about election, but be thankful. Be in awe that God would save a wretch like you and me. Plead with God that he would save people like Paul. Plead with God that he would save Jewish people today. That they would know that the Messiah has come from the seed of Abraham. That he is the son of the promise. He is God himself. Plead with God that he would well up in your heart thankfulness for all the good that he has shown you. A good that you have not earned or deserved, but a good because he is a good God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Jesus Christ and for the faith that you have given us in him. Lord, we pray for the Jewish people today that they might know the Messiah. That they would know the one who has made them, the true seed of Abraham, that they might turn to him and be saved. God, please do this work. Bring a great harvest to yourself, Lord. Father, we thank you that you are so kind and merciful that you would love us, especially us who are wild offshoots, wild branches that you have engrafted into Christ. Lord, we pray that you would keep us humble and always thankful. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord bless you today as you walk in awe of God's goodness for you. May you trust in him, love him, and follow him all your life. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.